Just 5 months after a grand opening, the East Gwillimbury Box Storeroom Plus Spaces located at Green Lane Center has shut down. The home decor store under the Toys R Us umbrella defaulted on a lease according to an eviction notice on the front door effective January 23. The store, which opened August 26 near the Newmarket and East Gwillimbury border, now stands empty, with a small sign in the window indicating the closure. The eviction notice by lawyer John F. Gleason on behalf of landlord Riorton Properties said that Rooms Plus Spaces failed to pay rent. Riorton Properties, Newmarket, Inc. reserves its right under certain sections of your lease and at law intends to seek recovery of damages incurred. The eviction notice reads in part, including, accelerated rent and all further rental payments or deficiencies therefore due under the lease for the unexpired term of the lease. The new box store chain was launched last May by retail giant Doug Putman, who also owns Sunrise Records and Toys R Us. The openings filled many Shuttered Bed, Bath & Beyond stores locations across the country after that company started closing its doors in February. Toys R Us did not respond to a request for comment before the publication deadline. The company began with plenty of optimism. Opening more than 20 locations at the start, including in Richmond Hill, Putman said Canadians want in-store shopping experiences. I see such a strong opportunity to invest in Canadian retail, and I'm always looking for new opportunities, Putman said. But the Newmarket area store is not the only location that has faced struggles. Multiple communities throughout Canada have reported their respective locations closing on social media. On its website, the only stores still listed are the ones at West Edmonton Mall and Brantford. The closure sign on the Newmarket location states customer support is still available. For now, our customer service team is available via chat and email, and we're still serving your home shopping needs, the sign said, before directing patrons to the store website. Bed, Bath & Beyond Canada, which previously inhabited many of the locations, faces struggles in its dying days. In 2022, the company faced millions in operating losses before it closed in February 2023. Canadian Tire also acquired several previous lease locations for Bed, Bath & Beyond Canada. With files from the Canadian press.